kids are taking the brunt of the Syrian refugee crisis in Lebanon. A big challenge is being issued for Africa, and you can leave a treasure during your next mission trip. We'll tell you how you can do that on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nearly a fifth of Lebanon's population is refugees from Syria. Tensions are rising as violence from a proxy war spills over the border. As bad as it is, there's another level that's not being discussed, the kids. Kids Alive International's Jed Hamoud explains.
The Lebanese system does not allow for non-Lebanese to attend any public education, be it elementary school, middle school, high school, or even colleges.
Which leaves the private schools or nothing. It's not safe on the streets. Parents are desperate.
Word has gotten out to many of the refugees that the Kids Alive home does accept children into their school system. So recently we have been inundated with applications from Syrian refugees.
They're doing more with less, but they can't do it forever. He needs your help. Money? Yes, but their staff's also engaged in spiritual warfare.
We need your prayers that the Ministry of Kids Alive in Lebanon will remain safe, will remain protected from any political unrest.
Next, Christians are becoming a scapegoat in the run-up to India's national elections. Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India.
The BJP official party platform is that India is a country that's only for Hindus. Hindus have the rights, and any other person of any other religious persuasion should leave the country.
Despite daily persecution, the gospel's spreading and the church is growing.
We actually have seen presentations by Hindu leaders saying we'll be majority Christian if we don't put a stop to this.
You can find ways to partner with Mission India at missionnetworknews.org.
Everywhere we go, people are open to the message of Christ. People seem so eager to get out from under the burden of Islam or the burden of Hinduism.
This is Mission Network News. Though a week has passed, we're just learning that Iranian officials of Evin Prison moved a Christian woman to an area hospital. The Iranian Christian News Agency reports that the 35-year-old was serving 4 years at Evin for acting against national security. In reality, she was sharing the gospel. Nassim suffered a heart attack due to prison stress. Pray for Nassim's recovery and strength for perseverance for other imprisoned Christians. Meanwhile, can we reach all of Africa's unreached people with the gospel? Well, Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, says yes. They made a commitment with fellow believers at a conference in Ghana last month. They want to establish a witness for Christ among the continent's 800 unreached people groups. Pray doors will be open as this ministry gets underway. To get connected, visit missionnetworknews.org. And amid trials and tribulations, where do you find hope? Well, Christ followers around the world find it in God's Word. But two-thirds of the world is illiterate and can't read Scripture. Greg Kelly of World Mission says that's where they come in.
It's critical that we put an audio Bible that's solar-powered into their hands so that it gives these people access to the Word of God.
In Kenya and Pakistan, the recent host of widespread persecution, World Mission is distributing treasures. Their solar-powered audio Bibles translated into the local languages.
We see people come to Christ, and we see churches get planted, we see physical healings take place just because of the power of the Word of God in these areas.
Are you going on a mission trip soon? Take a treasure with you.
Whether you're going to Guatemala, Haiti, or Kenya, there are going to be oral learners that you are coming in contact with.
We'll connect you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's now offering the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. The book offers encouragement and assurance that despite our brokenness, God doesn't abandon or give up on His children. He keeps using us. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.